Rain in Summer by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. How beautiful is the rain! After the dust and heat in the broad and fiery street in the narrow lane, how beautiful is the rain! How it clatters along the roofs, like the tramp of hoofs, how it gushes and struggles out from the throat of the overflowing spout. Across the window pane it pours and pours, and swift and wide with a muddy tide, like a river, down the gutter roars the rain, the welcome rain. The sick man from his chamber looks at the twisted brooks. He can feel the cool breath of each little pool. His fevered brain grows calm again, and he breathes a blessing on the rain. From the neighboring school come the boys with more than their wonted noise and commotion, and down the wet streets sail their mimic fleets till the treacherous pool engulfs them in its whirling and turbulent ocean. In the country, on every side, where far and wide, like a leopard's tawny and spotted hide stretches the plain, to the dry grass and the drier grain, how welcome is the rain! In the furrowed land the toilsome and patient oxen stand, lifting the yoke encumbered head, with their dilated nostrils spread. They silently inhale the clover-scented gale and the vapors that arise from the well-watered and smoking soil. For this rest in the furrow after toil, their large and lustrous eyes seem to thank the Lord more than man's spoken word. Near at hand, from under the sheltering trees, the farmer sees his pastures and his fields of grain as they bend their tops to the numberless beating drops of the incessant rain. He counts it as no sin that he sees therein only his own thrift and gain. These, and far more than these, the poet sees. He can behold Aquarius old, walking the fenceless fields of air, and from each ample fold of the clouds about him rolled, scattering everywhere the showery rain, as the farmer scatters his grain. He can behold things manifold, that have not yet been wholly told, have not been wholly sung nor said, for his thought, that never stops, follows the water drops, down to the graves of the dead, down through chasms and gulfs profound, to the dreary fountainhead of lakes and rivers underground, and sees them, when the rain is done, on the bridge of colors seven, climbing up once more to heaven, opposite the setting sun. Thus the seer, with vision clear, sees forms appear and disappear in the perpetual round of strange, mysterious change, from birth to death, from death to birth, from earth to heaven, from heaven to earth, till glimpses more sublime of things unseen before, unto his wondering eyes reveal the universe as an immeasurable wheel turning forevermore, in the rapid and rushing river of time. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.